Hello. Today we are going to speak of digital marketing. The million-dollar question is, how can you create a brand that people love and trust? You are not going to believe the answer. The answer is also called the rule of the golden circle. There are three things that any brand communicates: what they do, how they do what they do, and why they do it. But the most important one is why. Every person on this planet knows exactly what she is doing. Many people also know how they do what they do. They can explain you why they do it in a certain way instead of another. However, most people and even most organizations and companies and brands don't really know why they do what they do. For example, in the past, many computer companies tried to sell their laptops, explaining to the customers that they had more memory, faster processors, better screens, better batteries, and so on. They just tried to sell you what they do. These were the typical marketing campaigns of the past century. Tech giants like Sony, Toshiba, Lenovo, IBM invested millions of dollars in advertising, but no one became the market leader because no one was able to convince customers to buy their products with this simple strategy. Then a man arrived. His name was Steve Jobs. He said, "We believe that certain people are able to change the world. Our mission is to allow them to do it in the best possible way. How? By creating technology that is beautifully designed and user-friendly." Before him, computers were ugly because technology should seem a difficult thing to use, something only for nerds. So Apple created the MacBook, the iPad, the iPhone. From the technical point of view, they were not impressive at all, and they were even super expensive. They still are. They succeeded where the others failed because they were selling the why, not the what. In this way, Apple became one of the most successful companies of the world, doing exactly the opposite of what its competitors did. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. What you do simply proves what you believe. This is the first mantra of marketing. People don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. What you do simply proves what you believe. Why means what's your purpose, your beliefs, why your brand exists, why do you get up in the morning? Why should anyone care? For example, imagine that you want to sell a week's stay in a three-stars hotel in Indonesia. You can tell your customers that this is the cheapest hotel in all Indonesia, or you can tell your customers that this is only here, in this hotel, where people are reborn and they can find true rest, true healing, true peace. At the end, the product you sell is the same. A week in a three-stars hotel, but you don't sell what, you sell why. And this makes a huge difference. In this way, you are also connecting to the emotional part of the brain. The three golden circles also roughly correspond to the human brain. The outer part is where thoughts are generated and used to describe the what and the how. And then there is an inner part where emotions are generated instead of thoughts. This part of the mind is not able to think at all, only to feel. It feels which are the right choices to do, but it cannot explain why they are the right one. The reason why you are here is not because you thought that this master was the best choice for you, but because you felt that it was the best choice. There is a terrific talk of Simon Sinek on the TED platform, also available on YouTube and in the Moodle. TED Talk is a platform where you can find 15-minute talks where people explain their ideas, whatever they like. This is one of the most popular talks. Watch it because he explains the rule of the golden circle much better than me. Every brand also has a small group of early adopters, users that really like the brand. They are not many, just around 5% of your customers, but they are your most valuable customers as they are really passionate about your brand. They are your voice, your only way to convince the rest of the world to buy your products and trust you. In fact, the second mantra of marketing says that people don't care what you say, they care what your early adopters say. For example, imagine you are a tour operator and one of your early adopters buy one of your travels. When she's back, you may ask her to write a post on your community to suggest others to buy the same travel. In this way, you solve the issue of trust. These are the most important things to know about marketing. All the rest are just technical details about how to do digital marketing, but not the why. In the next semester, you have a module with Professor Angel Herrero and Professor Roberta Garibaldi on digital marketing. They will explain you all the how and the what. As I told you in the first lesson, a common error in digital marketing is that people usually build a website and then promote it with digital marketing. But this strategy has no guarantee of success. It's much better to build a community, as you are doing now with the first project work, and then if the community grows, you can build its website and create a brand around the community, as it happened in the case of the travel company WeRoad and many others. Anyway, sooner or later, you will have to build a website in your life. So let's see which are the main tools to build them. Nowadays, you don't need to have any programming skill in HTML anymore because of an information technology known as Content Management Systems, or CMS for friends, that let you build a website or even a web portal using a graphical interface. CMS can be classified in the same three categories, similar to GIS categories, if you remember last lesson. Simple CMS that even a child can use, such as Google Sites and Wix. Complex CMS that needs a full master course or two to be learned, such as WordPress, Shopify, and Drupal. And AI-based CMS, where you insert a prompt describing your ideas for your website, and AI generate the first draft of the website. Google Sites is the simplest one, but it also hosts your website on Google servers, so you don't have to pay anyone. Wix is also free, but you will see a commercial banner at the bottom of the page. It also has many amazing templates that you can use for free and is more powerful than Google Sites. WordPress is the de facto leader of CMS. Most of the web developers work with WordPress. While Shopify is used to build websites with the e-commerce, in which you sell your services of products such as your travel packages. Drupal instead is employed if you want to connect large data sets to your website, for example, if you are a public organization that manages the information of millions of people. In the slides, you will find the web address of two CMS, 10Web and Google Sites. I invite you to try both of them to see the two graphical interfaces. When you have finished, you can listen to the next podcast on your second project work.